This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right now, the nephew is in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Well, you know, when you don't pay your bills, things get repossessed. We've had it happen to us. Well, we're going to take it to the church this time. Repo the pew. Repo. Hey, if you ain't paid up, call. We got to, maybe you're going to have to stand.
Turn to your
repo
table.
The pew. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Well, I'm trying to reach a Pastor Wilkins.
Yeah, this is Reverend Dr. Wilkins.
Are you the pastor of Baptist Church, am I right?
Baptist Church, that's correct. How can I help you?
Okay. Listen, my name is Daniel, and I'm calling from RCS, which is Church Supply. And we have an outstanding bill here that we wanted to bring to you all's attention for like $23,000 for your pews that has not been paid. So we wanted to see...
Not to cut you off, is Mr. is it?
Yeah, Daniel.
From RCS?
Yeah, Church Supply, sir. This is actually where you guys got your pews.
Okay, outstanding bill for $23,000. Well, first of all, that's normally all outstanding bills are handled by our finance department. You know, you would need to speak to our treasurer, and they would be able to help you with that.
Well, evidently, sir, that this hasn't been taken care of in this matter when it comes to these pews. Because like I stated before, you guys owe $23,000 on these pews, and I think this was probably 12 to 13 years ago. So maybe this was something before you got there, but nevertheless, there's still an outstanding bill. And right now, we're actually going to be repossessing these pews as of early 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning, no, we have the Women's Day. The missionary is here today, and also Sunday we have like our kids.
I understand you have a lot of things, and you actually run it off your schedule to me. That's really not my concern, and maybe your Women's Day or whatever it is y'all gonna do it standing up, because
we're not gonna do it. You're not understanding me. See, did you say 12 or 13 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been a pastor here for 10 years, and you know, that has nothing to do with me.
Occurred before you got there, but nevertheless, the bill is still outstanding, and these pews need to be taken care of. Now, if y'all don't have the $23,000, then I got to come pick these pews up Sunday morning, sir. We're gonna bring a moving truck over there.
You're not hearing me. And first of all, this is my private number. How did you get this number?
Well, your number's here in the books as a contact.
No, this is only, I only get this out to very few people, and I know none of them will give out my number. So that's an issue right there. And second of all, if you're talking about coming in our church Sunday morning to take our pews, that's not something you really want to do, sir.
Sir, I have to do my job. The same way you get up on Sunday morning and you have to do yours, I have to do mine. So my job is to get these pews back because you guys are $23,000 in the rears.
Kyle, let me tell you, I ain't always been a preacher. Now, you come in my church and you touch them pews, I'm going to come out there pulpit on you.
Sir, I'm not here to go to what you used to be and what you are now. I'm not going to go back and forth with you on that. The bottom line is,
the consequences you don't want to deal with, son, because, you know, Let me calm down, because, you know, you're about to make me say some words that I've been delivered from, thank God.
I'm going to deliver them pews away from you on Sunday. Now, I got to come and pick them pews up. That's the bottom line. Do you have $23,000 Sunday morning?
$23,000? I understand that's not the issue. The issue is You have no business calling me on my personal phone. I'm in my meditation time right now, trying to get consecrated for, you know, my message that I have to deliver later this afternoon. So we need all of our pews.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, sir. Do you have the $23,000 that you can give me Sunday morning, and then you can continue whatever it is you have going on that day? Other than that, I'm going to have to take them pews.
I got the told me the $23,000, but you're not listening, son. That ain't my bill. I ain't paying it. You ain't touching my pews.
Touching the pews? I'm not going to continue to go. Okay, listen. I'm trying to respect. What's Pastor Wilkins? Trying to respect you, first of
Reverend,
all.
Reverend Dr. Wilkins, I'd appreciate it if you call me in my name, Reverend Dr. Wilkins.
Okay, Reverend Dr. Wilkins. Now, first of all, I'm coming up there Sunday. Now, I'm hoping I only have to lay hands on these pews. Now, if I got to lay hands on something else, then I got to do what I got to do.
You can come on up here, and you set foot on the property, that's cool. But you touch them pews, I got some boys in here. They can take that Jesus coat off. They can lay it down. They can get with you, partner. You understand? Yeah, hey, you know what? Gator, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. I ain't got no problem.
Wait.
You talking about coming to me into my church? Taking my pews?
I'm going to do what I got to do, man. And y'all, $23,000.
I'm going to do what I got to do in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen.
Either you're going to pay up or stand up the whole service. Now, which one do you want?
I told you, we can handle this however you want to handle it.
I got something else I want to tell you. You listen to me, Pastor?
I'm listening, but you ain't saying nothing, son.
Pastor, is you listening?
What you got to say to me?
I've got to say this to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your entire deacon boy.
Who? What? Who?
This is, man. Wilkins, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your deacon board got me to prank phone call you.
Man, boy, I can't believe this, boy. You almost made me lose my religion, son.
You hung in there, Pastor.
Which one of them was it?
Deacon Glover.
Okay. I've got some things I've got to talk to Deacon Glover about, you know. I was wondering how you got my personal cell phone number anyway, man, so...
Well, I'm glad I was able to put a laugh on your face today.
Woo, man, I needed the block. You ran me hot, boy.
Hey, I got to ask you, man. Pastor, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Harvey Morning Show. Hey, listen, let me tell you this. Keep doing what he's doing. The first minute of every show. Man, I love that.
Okay.
I really love that. And really, it really blesses the people.
He'll appreciate that, man. He really will.
That's Reverend Dr. Wilkins. Now, you're going to get this right, my name now, okay? Put some spec on my name.
Hey, okay.
No, that was one of my favorite dudes right there.
That was my dude
right there. I don't know how he held it together that long. I can't.
He did. Yeah.
He did.
But you know my favorite part, he said? Now, look, man, when you come up in here, I got some people going to take their Jesus coat off.
Yeah.
And they're going to have something for you. You can do it any way you want to. I told you now. We'll take the Jesus coat off and got something for you.
He said you ran him
right. I think every pastor got one of them that'll take that coat off and get with it. Every pastor got one.
More than one.
Yeah,
right.
Jesus had 12.
This is who rolling with me. It is Helium Comedy Club, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, July 26th, 27th, and 28th. July 26th, 27th, and 28th. The Nephew is coming to town, laying in the cut, which you don't want to miss. Uh-oh. Buffalo, New York. Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam, Buffalo, New York. Tickets are on sale right now at the Shays Performing Arts Center. It's going down Saturday, August the 31st. This is the beginning. This is in the middle of Labor Day weekend. The Nephew is putting it down. That is Nephew Tommy House Party Comedy Jam. You do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now. Buffalo, been a long time, baby. Here I come.
All right, Nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.